Industrial Talk is brought to you by Armis. Yes, you are in the digital transformation game. Yes, you need to find trusted companies, trusted individuals to help you along with that journey. The Armis platform delivers complete asset intelligence. You know what that means? Insights into your connected assets. You're in the digital transformation game. You have to have that insights into what is connected. Go to armis.com. Find out more. You will not be disappointed. Also, Industry IoT Consortium. At Industrial Talk, we always talk about education. We always talk about collaboration. We're always talking about innovation. And if you're a business that has any desire to be resilient to the future, you need to be able to educate, collaborate, as well as innovate with other industry professionals. That's a must. Industry IoT Consortium brings that all together. You need to be a part of this community. You need to be connected with these leaders that are all a part of the Industry IoT Consortium. Go out to iiconsortium.org. Find out more. Again, you will not be disappointed. You're just going to be happy. Hey there, and welcome to Industrial Talk. Thank you very much for joining. We were on site at IoT Solutions World Congress, Barcelona, Spain, and that is a must-attend event for you to put on your calendar. Incredible people, incredible companies solving problems and delivering solutions. We also had the opportunity to talk to Bill Hoffman. He is the chairman and CEO of Object Management Group. And we're talking standards, okay? Just talking standards, but we need to have standards. And I'm telling you right now, this is a paper and pencil conversation with Bill Hoffman. Enjoy it. Bill Hoffman is in the hot seat. OMG is the company, and he is a part of the Industry IoT Consortium. Did I get that right?
You did, Scott.
Because you changed it, and I had to, it's sort of like my brain was wired the other way, and it was, I don't know, my ears started to bleed.
Well, you know what happened?
Help me.
We found out that industrial, for some of the markets that are using this technology, didn't resonate, particularly with doctors.
There you go, man.
So industry made more sense.
So what was funny is that when I saw that different color palette, now it's blue. And then it was rough. I just want to let you know, I was tossing and turning. No, I wasn't. I wanted to bring the drama. So let's, for the listeners out there, let's talk a little bit about just the Object Management Group structure, the consortiums, how that lines up, and then let's talk a little bit about what's going on with these consortiums.
Hey, sure, that's great. Hey, Scott, we're 33 years old. I went to work with OMG.
OMG, it's 33?
33. I went to work 3 months after it started. Both Richard Soley and myself thought it was a 2-year gig. We had a lot more hair. Here it is, still running.
And the energy is still there.
Absolutely.
It's absolutely. You wander around and this environment, this conference, chock full of energy.
Absolutely.
People
are
passionate.
And you know, we're all so glad to be back. Oh my goodness. This is my first event outside the States since COVID. And I am delighted, you know, to see people that I have talked to on Zoom calls now for 2 years without ever meeting in person. I didn't recognize some of them. We've had employees we've hired I never met in person.
No way, really?
Yeah, hired them virtually, you know, during the middle of COVID, during lockdown.
It was weird because I had the same thing. I met so many people that I've met virtually, and you walk. In fact, one walked up, Scott. Well, hey, how are you? Yeah, but it's a good thing, and it's good to be back. Did you get all sort of stressed out with being tested and getting on the plane, making sure that you do everything sort of the way it needed to be done? I was a little tweaked on that one.
Now I got to go back. So same thing. I got to have a test tomorrow so I can get back on the plane.
Again, I'm sorry to deviate here. Are you going to get it at the airport?
No.
So you got a place here.
I have an appointment downtown. Okay. I not to get off stuff.
Well, we were instructed to go to the airport, and they would take care of it there. So, okay, we'll talk offline. How's okay. that? All right. So let's go back to the original conversation. OMG, the consortiums that hang off. Sure. Give us a little structure there.
Sure. So we started as a standards development organization, and our standards are ubiquitous. I mean, we're in everything from every cell phone around the world to International Space Station to Mayo Clinic. The new class of destroyers are all running on top of OMG standards. We've done really well with standards. And then along came the industrial internet. And that's where we started the IIC, which is now the Industry IoT Consortium. Yeah. And obviously that was the genesis of what brought us to this show. We met with the Fura people 8 years ago, and we sketched out that, you know, we thought we needed a way to show people not just what the technology was, but how do you use it?
Yeah.
How do you measure return on investment?
Yeah.
And what partners do you use with these things? No one company can do this alone.
That's
the one thing about all these technologies. No one company can solve all these problems.
It is collaborative.
It is collaborative.
And it's human, and it's collaborative. Yep. Without a doubt, there's no other way.
And the digital transformation journey depends on multiple partners.
Trusted
partners.
Yeah, because that's another sort of nugget of truth that comes out. It's like, yeah, I understand the need to do this. I'm a company. I understand it. Where do I start? Who do I trust?
Right.
And are you going to create a lot of problems for me? So those are really, that's just like, you know, foundational. And that's why this is so important.
And that's why the show did so well. You know, I have to tell you, coming into this year's event, we didn't know what to expect, Scott, because, you know, 2 months ago, we weren't sure what was happening. A month ago, we weren't sure. 2 weeks ago, we weren't sure what was going to happen. We know that for a lot of our friends in the Asian Pacific, they were unable to attend.
Oh, you know, that's a big...
We also know that a lot of our friends in the States, they can't wait till the last minute to make a trip like this. And a lot of people, you know, need 2 months advance notice, and they didn't have that based on the variants that were going around. So we're tickled the amount of people that have made it to this event.
It's great. And the passion is there. Thousands
of people here. Thousands of people. But as I walk around, the exhibitors all seem to be happy. The quality of the attendees are the right kind of people. We're really cool about a lot of this stuff, but what we're really hot on is that we're beyond IoT now, right? If you look around the show floor, you see digital twin stuff. You see artificial intelligence. You see augmented reality. These are the areas that are emerging technologies that are going to make a big difference in these companies' digital transformation journey, and we'll continue to evolve the show to reflect these technologies as they emerge.
So this is what was interesting, and it was an epiphany that took place, and I said, you know what? IoT is just all of a sudden become this miscellaneous file, because you got digital twin, you got AI, you got cloud, you got edge, you got thin edge, you got, you know, distance, whatever it is. It just goes on and on and on. And so IoT almost has to be redefined to a certain extent. I don't know. I'm just sort of...
You know, I'd say it all these tangentially overlap.
They do.
You know, that's the thing.
Again, back to the collaboration. Yeah. You can't just be in a silo and say, hi, I have a device, and it collects, and that's it. Now you find out the connectivity of it.
Right.
Yeah, see?
Right, right.
That's good.
Right.
So these consortiums, what's the thinking behind it?
Well, you have communities of people who have a vested interest in a certain technology and how to apply it to their business or to their organization in the hopes of either gaining efficiency, profitability, making it a better world. There's a variety of reasons why people are embracing these things. But the other thing is that you can't be left behind. You can't be the last guy to get on the bus.
That is the biggest concern. No matter how... You know, there's going to be pain. It is what it is. But I'd rather deal with the pain than wait. You can't do that. You got to participate.
You have to remain competitive, and you have to remain looking at advanced technologies, because that's where the competitive fronts battles are going to be fought.
To sort of make that a concrete statement, we were here what 3 years ago? I think give or take a few, whatever. Yeah. And we were here, and the conversations have changed dramatically from when it was just 3 years ago
Absolutely.
To what it is today, where it is real.
Yep.
And then people are just like, yep, digital twin. Yep. All right, there, man. Yep. We're hopping on this and that, and we're doing things that didn't
despite
happen there.
COVID.
But I think, my belief is that COVID helped facilitate the speed of this.
It did in some directions. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because if I'm a business, I all of a sudden realized how maybe vulnerable I am. Right. Oh, I was thinking about this neat little thing called digital transformation, and I might have been doing it. Now, all of a sudden, it became real. Yeah. It became a thing that it's like, oh, this is, I need to survive. This is my problem. I need visibility. Let's make it happen. Yeah. And I think that's good.
Yeah. And it's been an interesting mix of exhibitors on this floor this year. There are a lot of companies that I wouldn't traditionally see at this show, but I think it's part of the evolution as we evolve beyond IoT. So you're seeing companies with different technologies and different takes and different pieces of the ecosystem. And that's really cool.
You're absolutely right, because I had been walking the floor and I'm going, well, why are you here? Yeah. But back to that collaborative, there is this compounding that takes place and saying, well, I am a technology and I do this. And then somebody comes in and says, you know, I'm a technology, I've got this innovation. And then all of a sudden those two people talk and say, what if we did this, creating a new use case,
right?
Saying it'll do this. And then that's just the beginning of it.
Right.
And then you just got to keep on feeding it.
That's
right. Just keep on going.
Right. But it's all about the solutions, right?
It's not about
the technology per se. It's about applying it solutions.
And it is solving problems.
Solving problems.
It's a beautiful thing. And I just think that's...
How much fun can we have?
Yeah, we were chirping last night and you were saying, hey, how about this? How about that? It doesn't stop.
No.
Now, which is a good question to ask. Because there's a velocity, because there's this buzz, the masses don't see this. I mean, this is happening here, and it's great and it's wonderful, but a lot of people don't know.
No, but it will affect them.
It will affect them. How do we increase that visibility? Because
I don't know how much you have to, Scott. I mean, you know, really? People don't ask how gasoline is refined. They just want to go into their car.
That's true.
Right? And people don't necessarily want to know how technology came about. They just want to know they can use it.
Use it and make it simple for me.
And when we were in the standards business alone, we used to say nobody wants to see standards being made just like sausage.
Yep. Nope.
And the end user just wants the standard. They don't want to, you know. So I think there's a special market for people like us
who are
advanced technologists, who understand where we have to go to apply these technologies, and we're learning now how to do it. And the whole idea of the Congress is to bring in people that have already done it to some degree so that we can learn from them. So rather than have a bunch of vendors stand up and tell us, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, we want to have their customers stand up and say, this is what worked, this is what didn't work, this is the ROI I'm getting. These were the problems I had.
Yeah.
These were the problems I was able to solve. These are the problems that are still out there. I mean, security, right? Interoperability. Always going to be issues.
Always.
Doesn't matter what technology. Too big
always.
Issues. Having the cyber security people here, awesome. That's part of the ecosystem.
Yeah. See, what is also interesting is, and I think that what you provide, Team OMG, Team Congress, Team Consortium provide, is a trusted ecosystem of people who are trying to solve the problems and then be able to have a way of sharing to say, hey, this worked, I did this, but that conversation has to happen.
Or
it won't progress.
Right.
Because again, there's a velocity out there that is just blistering.
Yep. And the thing that comes shining through, face to face matters.
Oh.
You know,
it does.
I tell people I am literally zoomed out. You know.
Yeah. I didn't realize how many cues I take from face.
Right.
Right. It's like, oh, I must have said something wrong.
Right.
Maybe they didn't understand that. Maybe I need to clarify. Things just sort of in the head just start, you know, rattling on.
I just had three people bump me on the way over here that wanted to talk to me.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't have happened in a virtual
world. You're Bill
world.
Hoffman. You're Bill.
But if I was virtual. You know, they'd have to send me an email, Scott.
Or you could do what I do, and I just have a Calendly link, and everybody just jumps on it anyway, and I just sort of sit at my computer. Hi, and you are? Great. Let's talk. You
know? I actually tried that. Didn't work well for me. Because everybody glommed on my calendar.
I was just going to say, how come I didn't get a link?
Yeah. Because it's true.
Unfortunately, more people wanted to sell to me than we wanted to sell to. So.
It's true. Gosh. But everybody in that COVID world, they were trying to survive.
Sure.
They're trying to figure out what works, what didn't. Sure. For me, it's a good feeling to just see people back to semi-normal. Next year is going to be even better.
Next year is going to be better.
You know, we're just going to have to be optimistic about it.
Yep.
What dazzles me is what kind of conversation is going to happen next year after something like this, where people all of a sudden say, "Oh my gosh, I've met you at IoT Solutions World Congress, and we were talking," and then they build that relationship, and they come back here, presented whatever.
Yep.
I'm telling you, man.
Yep. We're on to something big stuff.
You guys are, man. And I started getting the picture. You know, I sit and I'll buzz around and go, "Hey, that's great." But now I understand. Yep.
Not only that, it's fun.
It is.
It's fun.
Dude, so throw some future stuff at us, right? Give me some sort of thing that'll sort of blow my mind. Yeah, I'm calling you on the carpet there because I'm always because I just had those the team over there that was dealing with the augmented reality arm and all that stuff. And it's like, holy cow.
Sure. Well, you know, there's an old joke about the factory of the future.
And that is?
It has a one employee and a dog.
And the dog got,
and the dog is there so the employee doesn't touch anything.
But
and that's where we're heading.
I know.
Right? I mean, because you've got computer vision, you have virtual reality, you have augmented reality, artificial intelligence. You have all these technologies that we can bring to bear, and we will create a better world, a more efficient world.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great run.
I'm telling you, Bill. Maybe it's just me. Every time I come here, my wife gets sick and tired of talking to me because I'll just sit there. Did you see this? My gosh, how about that? I can't believe it. I'm having a hard time putting my mind around that one. And I sound like an old Briggs & Stratton engine. I can't stop talking about it because there's smart people out there. And I just, when somebody says, "Hey, how about this, Scott?" I didn't even think about that, man. Or I didn't think it big enough. Or I just said, really? It's exciting. So how does somebody be a part of the Congress, the consortium, get a hold of you? What's the best way to say, "Hey, I want to get engaged"?
Sure. www.omg.org.
There you go, man.
That's us.
Yeah, there you go.
By the way, like we were just talking earlier, somebody asked me about, does that mean, "Oh my God"? And the first guy I ever heard say that was Bob Metcalf, the inventor of Ethernet.
No way, really?
Son of a gun. 30 years ago.
All I can remember is object oriented. I then is not object management, object oriented coding.
Yeah.
That's all I.
You're getting old too.
Scott. I'm all old. I didn't want to throw cobalt in there. All right, Bill. All right. Again, Rockstar, thank you very much. And once again, we're broadcasting from the IoT Solutions World Congress. Put that on your bucket list. It's going to be bigger, better, and just next year is going to be incredible because where are these guys going to take all this?
Oh, yeah.
It never stops. The energy is just absolutely. All right, you're going to get all of Bill's contact information out on Industrial Talk and all the links to IoT and the consortiums. See how I did S? Because you don't just have one.
No, consortia.
Consortia.
We have the Digital Twin Consortia. Industry IoT Consortia, Responsible Computing Consortia,
new
augmented reality,
new
enterprise applications, plus the standards development. So yeah, we're busy guys.
Yeah, awesome. All right, we will be right back. So stay tuned. Do not go away.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. Once again, thank you very much for joining and supporting Industrial Talk and learning with me, because I'm telling you right now, the learning never stops. You have to be about educating, collaborating, and innovating. It's happening, and it's happening fast. Thank you to Bill Hoffman. Did I tell you? Paper and pencil, and there's a lot more. Get engaged, OMG. Get engaged with IIC, and definitely, put the IoT Solutions World Congress on your calendar. You will not be disappointed. Great leaders, great solutions, solving problems, and making our lives better. How can you argue with that? All right, again, Industrial Talk is where you can connect with Bill Hoffman. Do it.
make that a priority, and then hang out with those folks at OMG, because you will not, I mean, it's an important time. Thank you once again for joining, and hang out with people like Bill Hoffman, and you're going to change the world. We're going to have another great conversation from IoT Solutions World Congress shortly.